Art Fair Confidential, the Be in the Know podcast for the art curious. Join the creators of Art Expo New York and Spectrum Miami Art Fairs as they delve into the passions of art collectors, the creative spirit of artists, the how-tos of a successful art business, and the importance of art in today's world with interviews, discussions, and collaborations. Sponsored by Art Business News.
I have never done a show this big before. I moved to Colorado about a year ago, and I had actually done a digital presentation in the New York show, and because of the proximity to where I live, I decided that this show I could actually come and physically partake in it. So that was kind of the big draw, the distance, and Santa Fe is like the third largest market in the country, so my experience here has been really seeing great art. So, well, my work is based on energy and frequencies, and my inspiration has come from actually tarot and astrology and the elements. And so it's kind of like what I intuitively pick up and how do I visually illustrate that. So some of my paintings have to do with, like this one has to do with winter giving way to spring. This one is also the same kind of thing. It's what lies beneath the surface, what's waiting to move forward. This one I just actually sold. This is about the birth of a new idea through the self and what it becomes as it evolves. Well, I think Santa Fe is very interesting because there's that whole element of Southwestern art, and it's very prevalent and strong here, and it should be because it's what the history is here. But I also find that there is that element of more abstract work. And I think it's very two distinct markets. And I like that they can come together and there's something for everybody. Well, first of all, I like the idea of the controlled environment. Because even if the weather was bad outside, people can still come in. Your work is protected. And I think people, in a way, feel like very relaxed in this environment. They've come in. They're viewing all the art. I think it's just a really nice environment. And there's a lot of great art here to look at. So in the times that we're living in now, it's a very challenging time that if you can have a connection to art, I think that is so important and so substantial for the well-being of self. And that if you can connect to a very distinct piece of art and it makes you feel a certain way, it's like therapy. It grounds you and it centers you. And I think that's like super important.
Listen to more of the Art Fair Confidential podcasts at redwoodartgroup.com/podcasts. And we'd love to hear your feedback as well as suggestions for new topics. Just drop us a note at info@redwoodartgroup.com or click on the comments box at the bottom of the podcast website page.